It's the E-commerce Master Plan Podcast, here to help you grow your e-commerce business faster and more efficiently by cutting through the hype to bring you inspiration and guidance from the e-commerce sector and beyond. Here's your host, Chloe Thomas.
Hello, Master Plan World. Welcome to our latest podcast. It's great to have you all listening. I'm Chloe Thomas, the creator of the E-commerce Master Plan. I'm an author, speaker, and consultant, and I focus on business strategy in the world of e-commerce and also e-commerce marketing. Before we start today's interview, I just wanted to share with you a rather awesome review that one of our listeners, Franco Musso from the UK, left last month, back in October, on iTunes. Because I wanted to thank Franco for putting such a lovely piece up on iTunes. He said, fantastic delivery, fresh guests and content. I was tired of the six big US-based business and e-commerce podcasts I listened to that seemed to recycle each other's guests' content and messages. As it happens, I'm glad I stuck with them long enough to find Chloe's interview on Entrepreneur on Fire as it brought me to this podcast. Chloe has a great interview style and adds some great value to the conversation from her own experience. So far, I found the mix of guests from Brick and Click and online-only, relative newcomers, experienced businesses immensely helpful. I've exhausted the back catalogue and I'm looking forward to more. Keep up with the great work. Well, thank you very much for that, Franco. And hopefully today's podcast and those we're bringing you over the next couple of months will help you find some more. Now you've already gone through the back catalogue, which is pretty speedy work considering the timing of your review and when that Entrepreneur on Fire interview went live. So with the aim of pleasing you and our other listeners and bringing you fresh guests, I want to introduce you to today's special guest. Dorin Parnica runs Bursa de Envelope. And yes, unless you're one of our listeners who speaks Romanian, you're not going to read much into that name. Dorin is our first Romanian guest. I don't think you can get much fresher than that. I met him at the T-Com Power to the Customer event last month, which I was speaking at, and I knew I needed to get him on the show. Bursa de Envelope sells car tyres online to end consumers and garages. This year, they're going to be reaching €500,000 turnover, and that's a 16 times growth over the last 3 years. That's pretty impressive, and there are even bigger plans for the future. Hi, Dorin. I've just given our listeners a very quick overview of you and your business and where you are now. So tell us, how did you get started off in e-commerce?
Well, first, hi, Chloe. Thank you for the honor to be the guest of and the opportunity to be the guest of your podcast. I salute your listeners, and nevertheless, I want to thank also to Bogdan Ciocian, the guy who organized Techcom. Otherwise, we will never meet. So thank you very much to him too, and it's an honor to be here.
Yeah, I think Bogdan definitely deserves some thanks because it was a superb conference. So I will let him know that that we've mentioned him in this one. So yes. How did you get started off in e-commerce?
Well, first of all, I have 17 years in this business. I started offline. I used to have a big service, and I used to work with a lot of people, and I saw the opportunity and the future quest for me, and I said this is the way I like to go. That's the reason I am in online.
Cool. So you were working in the tire industry and fitting and all the rest of it, and then you thought this online thing, this is the way to go. This is how I could build my future.
Yes, and also because there are many, much more customers you can reach, and you can share your experience with them also.
Cool. So tell us about Bursa de Envelope, which I am struggling so much for getting that right. So tell us about it and what's happening right now. So you're in Romania, aren't you? Where do you sell to?
Well, we sell to end user and to garages. We are on the right track. We are on the map in Romania. We are a good competitor for the rest of the businesses. And we sell most of the brands, yes.
Okay, and you sell exclusively to Romanians, or are you selling into other countries as well?
Well, we sold a little bit on our Romanian borders, like Moldavia, because there is our next opportunity, and that's why we aim for a bigger turnover in the next couple of years. And we are trying to get also in Bulgaria, because the courier, the guys, the people who deliver our tires are seeing also their opportunities on the same prices they deliver in our country. So no borders is great.
Oh, brilliant. So you're, because of the EU, you're going to be able to deliver to other countries for the same price as you can deliver to your own country.
Yes, yes, wow. Yes. Right now we also get a news for Hungary.
Yeah.
So it's great news. So we have the space to grow.
I've just written down same price overseas delivery. But of course, that's one of the good things about being in Central Europe is that there are no seas to cross, are there? So you can just kind of head across those borders by car and courier. Okay, yes. Cool. And you sell purely from your own website, don't you? You don't have Amazon or eBay set up.
No, I'm not working on Amazon and eBay because they would be too costly for me, I think, in this moment, for me. We have our own platform.
And what platform are you on at the moment?
Well, we built our platform 3 years ago from the scratch with everything. So they built it in the HTML and they built it from zero. We didn't took Magento or nothing.
But I believe you're working on a new site at the moment, aren't you?
Yes, that's our next step. Mm-hmm. We are getting more modern and more easily to reach and positive about it. Yes, yes.
Cool. And what's the thing you're most excited about the new site compared to the old one or the existing one?
Well, we have a modern view, easier to navigate. And the second point, there are many questions that our customers want, like many people in Romania are used to buy worn tires and they are afraid they will get worn tires even if you say new tires. So we made more possible to see those things. So we make it easier. We go in the direction of simpler and just buyer.
So it's both gonna make it easier for people to find what they want because the navigation's improved, but also you're making it clearer to the customer what the product they're going to be getting is. So dealing with their questions and their concerns around, is it a used tire or is it a brand new tire they're going to be sent?
Yes, yes, you're right. Yeah, that's where we're going. We like to give as much information and as fair information we can give to the customers. No extra costs, just right there on the white with the black.
Excellent. So I think it's going to be very exciting seeing that new Magento site go live. So what does your team look like? Is it just you in the business?
Well, no, we are like... we are three people in our office. We are working a lot on feeds. Eh? So our products are coming in and we just have automatization. So I have a bookkeeper here and an administrator of the website in the sort of pictures, product and so on. But then I have one behind. So I work also with outsourcing, for example, for our AdWords in Google, and we work also in administration with other person, and I work also in design with somebody. So we are like six people.
But three of them in-house. And when you said it's very much about the feeds, I'm assuming you mean from the tire wholesalers, you're getting feeds of information.
Yes.
That then populate the website.
Yes, yeah, so it's directly, and most of the feeds are not the pictures are not prepared. So we make them nice and not only nice, but we show the people what they're getting. So we put the right picture. We search. We make it clear.
Cool. So it's the information is kind of the critical information they send over rather than the information you actually need to encourage people to buy. So you have to do quite a lot of work with that data as it comes in.
Yes, yes, yes. That's a lot of work. That's everyday work. And nevertheless, they get a lot of products in. So they don't have the time, being wholesalers, to manage the pictures and so on. For them, it's not a business. So we have to take care.
Cool. So if you're working in that way with the wholesalers, does that mean, do you take the, do you stock the tires yourselves, or do you just take them direct from the wholesalers, as in physically?
No. I think in this moment we have like 70 to 30%. So we take 70% from everything we buy. We send directly the courier there. So they pick up the tires. So we drop them directly from there. And 30% we still get in the tires.
So would that be the best sellers you keep in-house?
Yes, not only the best sellers, but you don't want to give also your good customers, I would say, because I have to take care of our good customers. You remember, we were in the Techcom, and I said I want to take the next step to personalize our good customers.
Yep.
So I want to bring as many tires in and go from me, because I can personalize the packing, the service, the hello, and so on.
So that's all about making sure the end customer knows that this has come from you. It's not just another tire. They're having great service because they've come to Bursa de Ambalope.
That's what I'm looking for. And that's also one of the things we are working on right now, that our customer stays the same at least, and we get new ones from this perspective.
Excellent. So that's been really good to run through kind of where the business is right now. So Doran, what do you think is the most awesome thing about your business at the moment?
Well, I have it right on my hand. It's the people. It's the most awesome the most awesome thing in our business is people. Because if we are connected, we can sell. And if we learn from each other and we are open, we can sell everything. And also our customer is the same. So that's it's also people. So it's the people.
Cool. So both the people you're working with to create the business, the wholesalers, and then being nice and open amongst all of you in order to make sure that the end user gets the right tire and the right information to make that purchase and you know, replace the tires on their car.
Yes, that's what I'm saying. But most of the people in our company, I think if you manage the people in your company, then you have a great master plan.
Excellent. So do you have any tips for everyone listening on how you manage your team well?
Well, just enjoy the day. Get in the situations where they need you, and don't disrupt. Don't be too aggressive when you explain something, or be aggressive, but then apologize, and also look where they did good and say good work.
Oh, I like those tips. I will, everyone who's listening, I'll make sure those tips are on the show notes for you, so you've got a nice, quick, handy reference guide, because I think that is such good, straightforward advice for looking after a team and making sure your team are performing well. So, Doran, if that's what you're most excited about at the moment, the most awesome thing, what's on the radar? What's coming up in the next few months for you?
Well, that's it's coming a new year, so we are looking forward. I don't know what is coming on the radar. I don't know in this moment. I'm just excited for what is coming. I
cool.
don't know.
In so this I guess your new website will be quite a big project you've got on the go.
Yes.
At the moment.
Oh yes, for me personal, that's my next big thing. We are working already for several months, so we are perfecting now.
Cool. And are you working on the principle of getting that absolutely 100% perfect before you put it live? Or are you going to do kind of a phased rollout where we put this bit live now and then in a couple of months we'll put that bit live?
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
Oh, no, that's cool. That's cool. I'm using too much British lingo.
Yeah.
So are you going, right, it's going to be perfect and ready. All the extra content and information is going to be on there. And then we're going to put it live. Or are you going to go, we go live on with this and then we'll put the extra content live in a couple of months' time?
No, we are already working on a server. So we are putting everything ready for the time we are going to, when we're going to do it live, it's going to be wonderful.
Cool. And that's on plan for a 2016 launch?
Yes, yes, definitely, definitely.
Cool. And are there any new marketing methods you've got in the mix at the moment?
Well, for the moment, I think we are trying also with, we are going a little bit more aggressive with Facebook. It starts to, the customers are going to really look on the services on Facebook more than before. Before you would say, okay, there are young people, they don't like, they just give you a like, and they, but we start to have sales. So we see it as a good opportunity to go in. And we are pretty happy with Google AdWords in this moment. And next year, I'm preparing for a good SEO.
Cool. So there's, you do, I wouldn't have thought in the world of tires, there would be a January sale, but there is one.
Yes.
Oh, cool. And that's big, is it?
Yes, yes.
Wow. See, I would have thought, in my innocence, that that it would be a non-seasonal purchase. You know, it's kind of like a, oh, God, I've got to replace my tyres. I better find some tyres, rather than being a stocking up.
No, there are a lot of people, they search for their tyres. It's unbelievable. They call you from time. They ask you when you're going to have a big discount and so on. Because we have also seasons where February, like, and you can buy your summer tires at a very good price. So, yes, the customer is looking for his tires, and he's pretty, it's starting to be better and better, because he's asking also one of the biggest questions on the website when you sell tires, it's what year is the tire? So, the customer is getting more and more info.
Wow, so they want the latest tires. They don't just want any old tires.
Yes, of course. Yes, yes, yes. Especially the most expensive tires, especially.
Ah, and in Romania, people switch their tires for summer and winter.
Yes, they do. They do. In our country, it's because we have difficult winters. We have hard winters, like half meter snow and so on, and even bigger in some areas. Mm-hmm. They switch winter and summer, and they do it more and more. Not in the past, but now more and more. The percentage is huge. It's like 20 to 25% every year, much bigger.
Oh, cool! Which is great news for you.
Yes, yes, especially on the website, because yeah, people in the offline, they don't use to get that much stock anymore. And I mean here garages, because if I am a customer and I come to the garage and I like to see the tire, I don't see it. But on the website, you can see it.
So, of course. So for those people who like to know what the tread pattern's going to be, what it looks like and all the rest of it, you're offering an enhanced service over the traditional garage.
Yes, yes. And yes. And our next big thing, it's to make a nice blog review tire proposal in the future for our customers, so they can see what other people are talking about and so on.
Oh, cool. That's going to be really, clearly with your customer base, that's going to be really helpful. So we've just talked a little bit about how the use of tires differs in Romania. How do you find, because you're my first Romanian guest, I have to ask you this question. How do you find e-commerce is different in Australia? In Australia? Wow. I just moved you several thousand miles into the Southern Hemisphere. How do you find e-commerce to be different in Romania to what you hear about it being in the rest of the world? Are there any different challenges or opportunities?
Well, because in Romania we have very smart people, that means in the IT business, they tend to do the business their own. We are, how do you call it, Spanish, not Spanish, how do you call our kind of people?
Specialist?
No. Everybody wants to be an owner in our country.
Ah, okay.
It's more than outside this Spanish area. No, cum ne spune? Let me think in Romanian.
So it's that everybody in Romania wants to be their own boss. They don't want to be employees.
So they start to do websites, and the first they get you, there is a lot of concurrential competition in this. So
yeah,
it's harder than outside. And what I find the difference is that the big shops are already in. So you have to be different. And when I say different is when the people get you on the phone, they know you in the first 10 seconds if you are a tire man or you are just an IT guy.
Yeah, so the product knowledge then becomes all if you want to appeal to those savvy customers, doesn't it?
Yes. That's a difference.
So it's about it's a very competitive marketplace because there's lots of people who know how to build a website.
Yes.
So you've got to be, if you want to cut through all of that, you've got to be great at the product.
Yes.
Ah, cool.
Yes.
So I'm going to move us on now to the top tips round. And yes, I love this section because it gives me and our listeners some really quick ideas for taking our businesses to the next level. Doran, you ready to go on this?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm looking forward to your answers with their Romanian slant.
Yes.
So your book top tip, if everyone listening to this podcast agreed to take Friday off and read a book to make their business better, which book would you recommend?
Well, after the Bible, which is a good book to understand the business, I would recommend John C. Maxwell, The Leaders. The good leaders are putting a lot of extraordinary questions. That's the name of the book. Good leaders are questioning.
Cool.
And good leaders put extraordinary questions.
That's not one I've come across, although I have come across John C. Maxwell.
John C. Maxwell, yes. It's a good book.
Excellent. Cool. We will put that on the show notes. Your traffic top tip, which marketing method do you either prize above all others or think doesn't get the press it deserves?
I think mouth-to-mouth is the most important traffic that I can get, and that's the most important I have to press and they deserve.
So that's, you know, getting people talking about the great service.
Yes.
And recommending you to other people.
Yes.
Cool. That totally makes sense with everything else we've been discussing today, that would be your traffic top tip. So the tool top tip, maybe a collaboration tool, social media plugin, phone app, or just a way of working. Is there a cool little tool you use that makes you and your team more efficient day to day?
Yeah, we are working with the tool FreedCamp, call it. It's a program that puts everything together, yeah. And we are collaborating. With the girl from the AdWords and with the guy from the admin and everybody in the same. It's called FreedCamp, yeah.
Yeah.
And we are working also with a great app. Call it Sidekick. So I know when everybody opens my email. So we are all use it. It's a great tool.
Oh, cool. I haven't come across that one, so I'll definitely be checking that out.
It's nice because, you know, when your customers, it's open your email and is going to call you in the next minute or so.
So you just get that little heads up so your head's in the game and you're ready to talk to them.
Yes.
Sweet. And then the startup top tip. If you met someone this weekend who's thinking of starting an e-commerce business, what would be your first piece of advice for them?
I hope you know your product. That would be my advice for him would be, before you start a business, you have to know the product you want to sell.
Perfect. I love that one. Such good advice. So Masterplan World, you can find the top tips and links to everything else we've been chatting about in today's episode by going to ecommercemasterplan.com/bursa, which is B-U-R-S-A. So B-U-R-S-A is the one to get to these, to get to today's show notes. I have one final top tips question for you, which is, if your business didn't exist, which e-commerce business would you like to be running?
I think the business you do. I would like to get a motivational business, because it's great to give your knowledge to other people and to motivate them, and to show them that you care. So that would be, I think, my business, even though I don't have to make a lot of money about it. I like to invest in people. So that would be my other business, motivational business.
Oh, cool. I will. Well, if you ever want to talk about how to do all of that, do let me know, because I'm be happy to. Although you can't have my business.
No,
I'm
no. I don't even want to get competitor with you. But I think our country needs also that. And that's a future plan when I get a little bit older to invest in the people next to me. So that would be.
Cool. I like your thinking and the philosophy behind that one. So, Doran, before we say goodbye, would you like to let listeners know where they can find your business on the web and social media?
Yeah, they can look for us on Facebook, on Google with the same name, bursadeenvelope.ro. And in the next, I think, week or two, we will have the next 2 weeks, we will have the Black Friday, because it's quite popular in Romania nowadays. And thank you for contacting us. And if you have any questions, please on our email at office@bursadeenvelope.ro.
Excellent. I will put links to all of that on and everything else we talked about today, in fact, on the show notes. Masterplan yes. World, you can find those at ecommercemasterplan.com/bursa, B-U-R-S-A, or just go to the website, click on the podcast tab, or use the search box to find it. Doran, thank you so much for being on the E-commerce Masterplan podcast today and for being so generous sharing your experience with us.
You have been a good host. Thank you very much.
Awesome. Thanks, Doran.
No problem.
What a fantastic set of advice from Doran today. Just to wrap up, as one of our subscribers, if you're enjoying the E-commerce Masterplan podcast, please do share it with your e-commerce friends. You can do that on Twitter, Facebook, over a coffee, a pint, some pizza. I really don't mind. And we've just published my brand new ebook, How to Get More New Customers to Your Website. And it's available exclusively and for free. Yes, all 11 pages of great advice for growing your e-commerce business are available for free at the website. So just head over to the website and you'll see the sign-up form. Have a great week, everyone, and keep optimizing. Bye.
Thank you for listening to the E-commerce Masterplan podcast. Find out more at ecommercemasterplan.com.